Now leading the news this morning, Treasury Secretary Martin Parkinson has warned Australia needs a strong reform agenda if it's to keep the economy strong. Mr. Parkinson says Australia can't rely on the mining boom to prop up the economy. He says productivity needs to improve to avoid falling living standards. The Greek government's austerity measures have passed their final hurdle. A large crowd of protesters remain outside the parliament, but so far there hasn't been a repeat of the last 2 days of violence. If the package had been rejected, Greece would have run out of money within weeks. Qantas is planning to use larger planes and combine services to try to avoid school holiday disruptions during next week's engineer strike. Engineers will stop work for 2 hours in Melbourne on Monday. Perth and Brisbane will be hit on Tuesday and Wednesday. The engineers are demanding better pay and conditions and are threatening to extend their industrial action. Police in Sydney are investigating a drive-by shooting next door to the notorious Ibrahim family. A woman and a young boy escaped unharmed after their home in Sydney's west was peppered with bullets. Residents in Merrylands report hearing a car driving past and shots being fired at around 8:30 last night. Police say they are investigating any possible links with the Ibrahims.